Yeah, I coached football for 1 year, so my record's 1-8 as a football coach. So I decided to go the other way, and you know, I loved all sports, and that's one thing that I think kids miss today is to be able to experience playing all sports. And you know, back when I grew up, you just jumped from season to season, and it was very enjoyable. But kids don't get that opportunity anymore.
Well, do you remember win number one or anything about season number one way back in 1976?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot of times. The only win I remember at Westmoor was we beat Monmouth, you know, in a game that we weren't supposed to win, and that's really the only one of the four that I remember. And but I do remember that, you know, I've gone from, you know, starting at Westmoor and being 3 or 4 years older than some of the kids now, you know, to now where I'm old enough to be their grandpa. So it's quite a difference and everything, but all along the way, it's been a great experience, and I wouldn't change anything that I've done in my profession or what I do for a profession for anything. It's been a joyride.
Well, and you spent 2 years at Monmouth Yorkwood, so two of the you've been doing it for a long time when two of the places you've coached at no longer exist anymore. Yorkwood now a consolidated district with United, and Westmoor a consolidated district with Mercer County, of course, with Aledo. And how do you last that long, man? It's tough to go that long in today's environment, isn't it?
Well, I think you have to, as a coach. You got to realize that you know, you got to work with your administration, and you got to make sure that you do what they want you to do, even though you don't agree with things. But I've been very fortunate over the course of time to have great administrations to work for, and